and the tradition that they're not aware of. The last thing I spoke about was the issue of Shmura Matzah. So, as you undoubtedly are aware, the basis for Shmura Matzah is the pasuk in Parshas Bo. So it says, Ushmarte Mesamatos. Rashi has a famous comment over there. Rashi points out that Mitzvah Adol Yatva Al Tachim Tzema. Because the content in Halachom, when you have a Mitzvah that's in front of you, you should try to fulfill it as quickly as possible. The famous, the Inch, which is when Gemara is quoted, as Eim Avino Al Nitzvah. Rashi Pesim Yuma, that's a Dinda, a Raisa, a Torah obligation, not to get so in Mitzvah. Anyway, I'm not going into that detail right now. But the big mahog is Rashi and Rambam regarding matzah shmura. What does that mean, matzah shmura?
Two nights. But the obligation is by Eretz Ochel Matzos. We're all observing your opinion, or shall we say, abilities. We know our mental. So it's very beautiful to see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, the way the Binyan went up. Tzad achat tzad, shal achat shal. That's what we are observing over here. It looks a little bit like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but I hope Beis Hashem won't fall the Beis Hashem. You have schusim and hashamayim. So that's the Shita of Rashi. The Rashi holds that Ushmadim Samasos Rambam, that God is from Chibutz. However, there is a position of Rashi. Rashi writes in Psochim that the Shema has to be Lishma. So I just mentioned the Bialocha, really. Guarding it from chametz is applicable kol shivasimecha. That's for sure. You can't eat matzah that, God forbid, is chametz. That you have to make sure you don't do the entire yomtiv. However, regarding the shita of Rashi, so there Rashi shita is shima l'shem matzah mitzvah is really only required mikra din. Go ahead. I'm just at least keeps me occupied. Shima l'shem matzah mitzvah be'alocha points out is really only indispensable the first night of Yom Tov. First night of Yom Tov, there's an obligation of Bahar Tochlu Matzah, so therefore one should be extremely careful. Now, many people today, we're living in a generation, but Baruch Hashem, we're in a position to spend a bit more money than what we normally would spend, let's say, many, many years ago when the socioeconomic situation was somewhat more difficult. I know that we barely had Shmur Matzah for the first night of Yom Tov when I grew up as a young man. And today, Baruch Hashem, was zochet to eat Shmur Matzah Kol Yimei HaChag, even though, as I said, it's not required Mikra Din. Mikra Din, you're not mechuyev to do so. You're mechuyev to eat one kezayis of matzah, which became, let's say, according to the Chumash Shitas, five kezayis of matzah, the Leil HaSeder. We have one Seder here in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so this, once you try to be medake, to have Shmur Matzah, if one can, Kol Yimei HaChag. Now, the question is, Shmur Matzah, from when? So there are three opinions found in Rishonim. One is from the time of Katsira, from the harvesting, that you should make sure you guard the matzah. The second position is from the time of Tchinam, when the matzah is ground. And the third is position from the Shas Lisha, when the matzah is kneaded. I'm referring to K-N-E-A-D-E-D, as opposed to N-E-E-D-E-D. But obviously, Shemura is required, is kneaded from the time of kneading. Anyway, so just to amuse you. So there's a machlokes of Mishnah over here regarding that matter. We are makbid to try to have Shmura Mishas Katsira. The briskets are so medaktik that they will not even use chitim, wheat, that's attached to the ground, if it's exposed to the rain, to the elements. So what they do is they take wheat that's under a roof, that grows under a roof, to make sure it's not even exposed to rain when it was the chub of the karka. Because there might be some crack, and thereby water might get in, and then it will be turgidity. That's a chemistry term. Anyway, we don't want anything to undergo this turgidity, so they're extremely machmir. It's not necessary in order to create, unless you are, as I said, of that ilk, In general, there was a whole discussion in Europe approximately 150 years ago when machine matzahs first came into being, whether a machine matzah, whether one can have lishma on the machine matzah. Now, Soloveitchik was of the opinion that machine matzahs are better than hand matzahs in terms of the issue of chimutz, because you have much more control. It's an automated kind of process. And there are chiluk hadeis among the early poskim today. It's almost, I would say, universally accepted that certainly one can use machine matzah. So how do you create lishma? You press the button. And by the Chitzat HaKavtorah, that's how you create the issue of lishma. But that was the issue 150 years ago among the many Gdolei Achronim who speak about this issue. I think I mentioned already once or twice, I'll mention it again. I was lucky to see many decades ago when I was before my bar mitzvah, my father used to take me to Lower East Side of Manhattan, and I saw a going outside in Gabar, and a lady Soloveitchik Zatzal, who was the Mashgiach of Shtreitz, and there they had a plant on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and he would oversee the baking of the matzahs. And what he did was the entire process, let's say for each, I would say, run, took approximately 6-7 minutes. And then each time after 6 or 7 minutes, he would stop the process and then himself climb into the machinery, this I saw myself, with brushes. And he spent probably 45 minutes cleaning the machine after each run, that Tzadik Yisad Eilam, to make sure there was not even anything that was remaining in the machine itself. So, and that's with machine Shmur Matzah, Kal V'chomer. When one deals with hand matzahs, there are many more mikshole, many more stumbling blocks and obstacles along the way. How much does one have to eat Barer Tov L'matzah? The answer is a gezeis. Ein achim b'chusim b'gezeis, Osher Rambam, Mishalch gezeis matzah, Yotzeh Dei Chobosah, from that Rambam I mentioned last time. There are those who are marked in the Chiskuni, and those who follow the Mehog Yagro, and also the Ibereza, that we also happen to mention as well, that the Torah says 7 times, Shiras Yom HaMasos Tochelum. And the Ibereza has a famous diuk, perhaps we'll discuss it on another occasion, that needs a good shir for an hour. But besides the Ibereza, the Chiskuni said there seems to be, he doesn't use the term, the Gaon uses more the term, namely that there's obligation to eat one kezayis of matzah, but if you eat many, many more pieces of matzah, there's a mitzvah kiyumis, you'll get a kiyum a mitzvah. The diuk is from the Lashon HaRambam, Mishachol Gezayis Yotzei Ideh Chobosah, the Chiyuv is Gezayis. But if you eat more than that, then of course you get a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So I'm very into that, Kiyum HaMitzvah. I also happen to like matzah, if you don't mind. And so between the two of them, I'm in great shape. There's the Lashon of the Gemara. I mentioned my Rebbe, Rav Nissim Albers, that's how the Gemara talks about, I discussed it last time as well. Erev Pesach, what do? You have little to eat? The answer is you can drink a lot of wine. If you drink a lot of wine, it will whet your appetite. A little wine, the Gemara says, misit soy, will cause it to become satiated. And the word problem is that you should not be satiated erev Pesach, because the Rashbam writes in Tzadik Tesef of a base, you want to be able to eat matzah shel mitzvah l'te'ovo with a great desire. And therefore, there's a din, says the Lashon of the Gemara, that you drink a lot of wine. That does not apparently saturate, doesn't surfeit, S-U-R-F-E-I-T. But rather will cause you to, your appetite will be aroused. Today, Shenechel Matzah Tvei Lourta. You'll eat more matzah at night. That sounds like there's an Indian eating more matzah beyond the Kizayis of Matzah, which is the basic obligation. And that's where the Minhag HaGrua comes from, the Chizkuni and elsewhere, of eating more than the Kizayis of Matzah. But the Tziv also discusses this language of the Rambam. But in general, you have to eat the kezayis. Now, in general, whenever you eat the kezayis, this applies not to Leil HaSeder, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The two mitzvah HaSeder d'oraisa, one is eating matzah, one is simply Siyas Mitzrayim, telling over the story, and they have to eat the mechnei achilas pras. The Gemara has a machlokes, whether if a person eats less than a kezayis, let's say, of chazir. So we paskin, eating less than a kezayis of chazir, of course, is also because we have a machlokes of Rishokish, the Gemara at the end of Yuma. And we paskin, I'm sorry, I'm not giving you on the parasha, but you're a man of great stature, so I'm not worried. Anyway, so chatzi shir is also in the Torah. Even half a shir is also not permissible. To eat the half a zayis of chazir, or something which is forbidden, pavud is also usher as well. The question is that an isa daraisa, is that an isa darabada? We paskin gavirchon, and chatzi shir is also in the Torah. You don't get malchus to chatzi shir, but the isa is still in there. It's prohibited to eat less than a shir. So bachilas matzah, the same thing applies. You have to eat it in a certain period of time. What's the period of time? Between 2 and 9 minutes. Lechatchila, try to eat that kezayis matzah in 2 minutes. B'di'eved, you have beyond 2 minutes, all the way up to 9 minutes. So that's why you're given a bit of leeway. But you must eat it b'chatchila's pras. That kezayis, which is not as large as it appears to be. A matter of fact, I was sitting in Rabbi Soloveitchik Shir many, many years ago, and someone brought him the kos of the Chafetz Chaim. Exactly how they acquired it, I don't know. The kos for Kiddush. And they told the Rav that the Chafetz Chaim, clearly his kos was too small. So obviously it wasn't Yotzei in the midst of Kiddush. The Rav almost had, I don't know how to describe it, 7 apoplexies on the spot. That was the end of that gentleman. More or less, he finished his career in Rabbi Soloveitchik Shir because of the reaction of the Rav to this gentleman. So he was thereby more or less put out of commission for approximately 6 years. Anyway, so that's what one comment of the Rav would do for you. So those who of us who were very cautious were careful before we opened up our mouths. We had to think about it for 2 years. By that time, we were a different masechta. So really weren't able to say much. Whatever the case is, you have to eat it within this period of time, achilas matzah as well, in order to be able to say the mitzvah. And the Gemara points out, the Gemara in Erevin points out that this is the shear actually of a seuda, and therefore there's a question, is it 3 bates or 4 bates? I'm not going to go into those details, which are very down to minutia, but you try to eat it within 2 to 9 minutes, and that's the very significant issue. You're probably famous, another Yehuda, that he writes, Niskatnu Hashirurim, he claims the shroom have gotten smaller, that the eggs have gotten smaller, so we have to eat double. Okay, I'm not getting into that issue either. That's another very fascinating issue, and many speak about that question, whether we accept it. Generally, what we assume is that regarding mitzvah daraisa, we do accept another Yehuda. When Machmi Hatzam Shabura writes, he cites another Yehuda, Rabbi Cheska Lagna, the Rav in Prague, and therefore, one should try to be medakte to eat a shear of matzah. By the way, it's not that they brought in to Rabbi Soloveitchik Shir. This is 45, 50 years ago. I don't know, maybe you remember that. Probably you and I, the only ones who remember, maybe. You also probably remember they had they produced this laminated card, which was orange and yellow, if you recall that. So they showed it to Rabbi Soloveitchik. He got such a kick out of that, too. He thought that. So then someone asked him, another great chacham. We had a lot of chacham in this year. How was the Rav Yotzei before they had these cards? Well, he was put out of commission about 8 years. Anyway, so I never understood how these people had the audacity to issue these kinds of comments in front of the Gadol HaDor. But anyway, so from 2 minutes to 9 minutes, try to do it within that period of time. And now, there's no need to do what briskers do, namely they take the entire kezias and they stuff it in their mouths and try to eat it at one time. It's not necessary. Just eat it without hefsek, without talking, and eat it, shall we say, pamelach, in a nice kind of fashion. There is another chiddush that I should mention also, I think, which has also relevant. And in general, you probably are... There is such a position that one should eat it b'vasachas. I think it's found in Rishonim, but I'm saying, I believe it's the Mordechai. Some people call it the Mordechai, but the real correct pronunciation is Mordechai. Anyway, that's the correct pronunciation. But whatever the case is, the Trumas Hadesh already asked, and this Mordechai that seems to be not necessarily in sync with the whole series of other Gemara, besides the Sakona that's involved. There's a bit of a difficulty that would be if a person would try to literally, even though the Gemara does say "bala matzah yotz," washing Gemara psochim and avdi psochim, if I swallow the matzah, apparently I swallow kizayis. You are yotze, okay? Rabbi Soloveitchik used to have another one of his jokes. He was allowed to make jokes, but no one else was allowed to. So he used to point out that we learned the sugya in Shabbos, where the Gemara talks about their medicine was bloodletting. That was the medicine that you undoubtedly are aware that the barbershops at one time out, they still do. Those were the poles of the barbershops that were colored in the colors of the blood letters. That's where bloodletting took place, in the barbershops. My grandmother from Vilna, Alashom, used to tell me about bankis. And bankis actually was very popular. And they, I think I mentioned, people who have a certain disease, they would bring pigeons in order to suck at, you know what I'm referring to? Anyone remember this over here? What was that? Hepatitis, correct. So I have it. So that's what they did. I know a number of people who had that. And my Mechudin is a gastroenterologist in Hadassah Hospital. Doesn't really subscribe to this kind of medicine. He's an Einstein graduate. Didn't exactly receive this kind of treatment or this kind of education. Whatever the case is, I'm only saying this because of what I just mentioned now a moment ago, that eating the entire matzah, stuffing into one's mouth, there might be an element of sakon over here. And therefore, that's not the what is necessarily required. Today, somebody asked me about Matzah Shuya, so I may as well discuss it while I'm at it. Matzah Shuya is otherwise known as Gebrux. Now, the Gemara says in Pesachim, in the second paragraph, the Gemara says, "Not yotzi matzah b'ushelet." If I cook the matzah, so the cooking undoes the matzah, and it unhinges the matzah, as it were. I don't think you appreciated that joke, but anyway, took the hinges off the matzah. The matzah has hinges, and then made them notice the hinges. I gave up. Once I have to explain the joke, it's all over. Anyway, so Bishul in general is mabatal and tama matzah. What Bishul does is undoes the tama matzah. The Gemara says you need tama matzah. Rashi points, Rashbam im sochim. The Gemara says, Bola matzah yotze. If I swallow matzah, I'm yotze. And then the Rashbam says, but miu tam matzah be'ino. That's two Gemaras in Shas. One in Avim Sochim, one in Hezim Avochim. You need tam matzah. You have to have whatever the tam matzah is. I can't tell you exactly what it is. But there's a question, even on Shabbos, for example, this Raman Shalom Aruch, you're probably familiar with it. I have grandchildren that what they enjoy doing is taking the challah and dipping in the soup. That's the, and they don't take the, more or less the, the outside of the challah, which of course is the crust of the challah that they give to their grandparents, and they pull out all the middle, the fluffy part of the challah, and that they dip into the soup. That is their enjoyment is a kind of gebrux on Shabbos, if you want to call it that. Anyway, so that's what they do. And the Rambam Shulchan Aruch says that klisheni is amavashel, assuming the soup tureen, that soup plate that I'm eating from is a klisheni, sometimes it'll be a klishlishi, depending on if you use the ladle or not, depending if the ladle is attached to the soup pot. That's a famous discussion in that Achronim. But Matzah Shuya, the halacha is that you're not yotze with matzah and bevushelah. So on Shabbos, when there's bishul v'klisheni, if you have a davar rach, that's the Rabbos machmir, a davar rach and a klisheni, you have to worry about it. So there, what they're doing is really problematic, but luckily the soup is never really atzoledes, so therefore they don't really have a problem, but that's what they do. And that's, I just mentioned it because someone asked me today that they have married children who don't eat gebrux and they love gebrux. They look forward to Pesach just to have the number one. Let's see how many names you can come up with to describe gebrux besides that term gebrux, which, by the way, I'm going to ask you shortly, what does that mean? Maybe anyone can tell me what the translation of that word is, gebrux. It means broken, correct. So what are you breaking? Well, you're taking matzah and you're breaking it and dipping it into soup. Let's say, let's call that gebrux. Some call it actually a kind of grimsels, they call it, or dumplings, they call it. Anyway, there's a famous joke Soloveitchik said over from his great-grandfather, the Beis Halevi, that he was such a litvak that he would take the matzah and he would then recite the following. Hili imuchad ha-ruzuman, l'kaya mitzah seishol gebrux, l'hotzi milibam shalach hasidim. In order to indicate that the chassidish position was the incorrect one, then he would immerse it, steep it in the soup. Okay, I don't know if he said that jokingly and not jokingly. We never knew with him. He could say jokes with a straight face and not even laugh. So it was never clear what exactly what the, that's the brisk in him. Anyway, whatever the case is, that there are people who can't eat matzah whole. They can chew it, no question about it. They're allowed to chew it. And we're not worried about the salivary glands becoming now making a situation of gebrux. We're not concerned about that. And you could use it and without a problem. There's an issue of eating matzah in Erev Pesach, the famous Yerushalmi. So we don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. There's a question exactly when this Issa begins. There's a thesis in Avi Pesachim, the Kosav Ben Hatam, that this Issa actually is, interestingly enough, only is applicable. The Issa of eating matzah is really only an issue on the namely, the mitzvah is to eat matzah leil haseder. So obviously, only a matzah can be yotzei the mitzvah, and one has to be careful about not eating it on Erev Pesach. What about matzah shira, egg matzah? Remember, we grew up to a large extent on egg matzah. I don't know what your position was, that you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with egg matzah. The Gemara says, "Lamehem beveis that elsirim sochim leim meper say machmitzim." So Rabbi Natan was not makel to eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. You have to be careful, however, that you shouldn't eat it actually at the end of the day on Erev Pesach because of the Mishnah of Avi Pesachim. So the Minchal Echolam Shetachach, I mentioned before, the Rashbam, on Tzavit Tesma Beis, and the Ashkenazim don't eat Matzah Shir on Erev Pesach because of they're worried about the issue of Chometz. It might be Chometz, Matzah Shir, thanks to their Mamahir Mabez. I mentioned that either it's Chometz Luksha, or perhaps it might even be real Chometz if you add water to it. That's what Tesma points out. That in machmitzim, but whatever the case is, and this is an issue which many have, as I said, on Erev Pesach. I think when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, which happens every once in a while, so then that's when you have one of the etzes is given, is to eat actually matzah shir. But whatever the case is, matzah mevusheles, as I said, we try to avoid eating matzah mevusheles. Okay, let's get on to, yeah.
Something made with matzah meal.
Yeah, same thing. Maybe,
the same thing as matzah shir, or
no, matzah meal is real matzah. Real matzah. Okay. Even people who can't eat matzah, they'll literally make matzah meal on Pesach night and eat their kezayis with matzah meal, basically, and people who have difficulty chewing and the likes, or elderly people, or things like that, that's what they do. They eat matzah meal, they break it up into very small pieces, and eat that's fine.
So no one shouldn't eat matzah.
That's right, that's correct. Because you can be yotzei with it, the mitzvah of matzah, let us say. Now, I want to talk about a bit of maror. Yeah.
Mentioned that matzah shira. So, from Erev Pesach, I can remember this right, some people used to eat the matzah shira.
I just indicated that. I indicated that, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ramah, the Ashkenazic meaning is not to. Not to eat matzah shira. Certainly, in the morning you can, but not the afternoon. Even though you can't be yotzei, the mitzvah of matzah. Many hold that I can't eat matzah shira, Rabbi Natan. He was mekel. Why was he mekel? Because he said, you're not going to be yotze at nighttime with matzah shir. The only iser of eating matzah there, Pesach, is matzah that can be yotze in the mitzvah of matzah at night. Since matzah shir, I can't be yotze. So I can't eat matzah shir. There are those who do eat matzah shir, but Ashkenazi practice is not to eat matzah shir in Erev Pesach. We try to avoid it.
And what would be done with the leftover matzah shir? Like, you'd have to put it away in a cupboard
or something? No, people would eat it during Kolomai, no problem. Believe, as long as it's not the Leila Seder or Erev Pesach, they eat Matzah Shira. And then, namely, if they are Cholam Moskeinim, that's the Amor Rais and Shulchan Aruch. If there are people, they don't eat it. We don't eat Matzah Shira on Pesach. That's the general practice. Erev Pesach on the B'datam, yes. And according to Ashkenazi practice, no. But we don't eat it on Pesach. And that's what is a Cholam Razakim. The people today, they have chocolate covered matzahs. They have strawberry matzahs. They have jelly matzahs. You name it, whatever you like, you could acquire today. Probably that has the gather of matzah shira, I suspect. Certainly, you can't be yotzi with it. The mitzah, maybe it's not matzah shira because it's not really baked with meperos. It's just a covering, a layer, an external layer, which probably many are mekel actually to have all these chocolate covered matzahs and jelly covered matzahs and strawberry covered matzahs and what have you that people are making with that. It's not called matzah shir. Matzah shir, Ashkenazi practice not to eat. Referring to maror, as you probably know, the Gemara actually on daf, the Mishnah on daf on a test. The Mishnah has actually different types of maror. The one that's required is maror. But the question is, what is maror? So now generally, what many people use is mentioned, the first one mentioned in the Mishnah is chazeres, which we call romaine lettuce, which is translated as chasa. Or Rashi says, lituga, which I heard in the name of Avraham Kotler, lituga is iceberg lettuce. So you can be also in the midst of Mara, actually, with iceberg lettuce, according to many poskim. Romaine lettuce is like iceberg lettuce. I use actually romaine lettuce for Mara. My wife does not. She uses tamcha, which is the real McCoy, the real root. I always say, jokingly, that she wants to fulfill a pasuk. Ola oshem bi'apo, ve'esh mipiv tochel, gecholim baru. So you go straight upstairs and you have a kind of Sputnik or a rocket ship that propels you upstairs when you have that crane. Some people try to do both. They drink, they have this crane together with romaine lettuce. They make a kind of package out of it, et cetera, et cetera. But the Gemara is Tekashi, it's a famous Yushalmi. The Yushalmi said, but it's not bitter, the romaine lettuce. So the Yushalmi answers that Chilos Amar, the Sofa Masok. If it would, again, initially, a Tchlasa Masok rather than a Sofa Mar. Beginning it's sweet and then it gets bitter, but we take it out much beforehand. So that's why we don't really see the bitterness. The Chazanisha actually understood the Yerushalmi, you should actually leave it in the Kaka. That you should have that sense of Meirus. The Gemara says that's clear. You need Bala Mora Lo Yotza. Same Gemara. Bala Matza, you are Yotze, Bala Mora Lo Yotza, because you need Tamora. You don't have tamar if you make a sandwich and you swallow the whole thing without really tasting the bitterness of the mara. You wouldn't be able to see the mitzvah mara. So most poskim assume that it's still a min mara without the chazanish and even romaine lettuce. But as I said, in Europe, there were those who used the real horseradish or the real tamcha. That's what my wife does. And that's the issue of the tamar that you have to try to the chatchila. Now, what about if I cook mara also? We might discuss it as well. Mara babushol, you're not yotze. Again, because we assume that bishol will undo the time of the morrow. Bishul, cooking it will somehow completely negate the time of the morrow. similar to Vatsa Bushela that we mentioned a few moments ago, that also the same would apply to Tama Mora. So the Mishnah speaks about that. The Mishnah calls Kavush Kimabushal, if something is pickled. So pickled also has a status of something kilo is cooked, and Mamori not yet. So it's a big machogus of Rishonim regarding Kavush by Mora. Again, Rashi said, don't take it, don't immerse it in chametz and vinegar, because then it'll be Kavush Kimabushal. And with jelly, I think people steep it in water, that would not be a problem. Certainly cold water, maybe warm water would be a different issue. But there are those who discuss the Shulchan Aruch, actually, in general, what is called kavush? Kavush means something pickled. We pass in 24 hours. Me'eis, that's considered longer. You see that kavush me'eis la'eis is considered to be already kavush is called pickled. Okay, whatever the case is, I think most people use, maybe I'm mistaken, you'll tell us what you use. Romaine lettuce, no? Oh, Baruch Hashem. See, we have a lot in common. Yes?
You use a combination of romaine.
It's fine.
And cream. So you have to, half is like, kazayas.
Yeah, that's fine. You just need a kazayas. You need a kazayas, even though this is a famous issue. The Rambam, strangely enough, or strikingly enough, or astonishingly enough, the Rambam actually does not mention kazayas by Mark. Where does he mention kazayas? By karpas. So then we know we don't need a kazayas for karpas. We don't want to make a bracha kwaitna. So they claim either it's a tosas fus in the Rambam, it's a mistake, or there's a famous rush regarding this matter. The Shakazari talks about it. It doesn't say in the Gemara kazayas or b'tachilas pras by mar. The Gemara doesn't say it. By matzah, ein achila b'chusa b'kazayas. The rush says because of the bracha. Asher ki b'shono b'zos etzon al achilas mar. The word achila by definition, Chazal, ein achila b'chusa b'kazayas. So achila always refers to having a kazayas. But there are those who claim there's no din kazayas explicitly, and the din of kazayas is mentioned by Karm Pesach. Al matzah samroim yochalu hu. Twice in Chumash. One by Pesach Rishon, one by Pesach Sheni, one in Bo, one in Bal Yisra. And then I heard a whole shiur of Avraham Soloveitchik in 1965, distinction between these two psukim. Very, very significant shiur. But it only says it by Karm Pesach. Al matzah samroim yochalu. So it does not mention achila, uvev samora, uvev samatzah, by Arab tochlu matzahs. Matzah is clear. But all our poskim assume you need a kazayas and kadei achilas pras by Mora as well. It has to be in between 2 and 9 minutes that I mentioned earlier. And there's another very fascinating mishnah for the end of Avraham Psochim about eating Mora and dipping in the charoses. I think I mentioned this last time as well. There's a physician of Lozbrab Sadok. He says, it sounds like that there's a mitzvah to eat charoses. By the way, when I was a kid, I used to eat enormous amounts of charoses. Wow, see, I told you I have a lot in common. Oh, Hashem. So So I used to actually eat the whole bowl, disappeared, and my mother was wondering what happened to it. And she asked me, do you know anything happened to charoses? I wouldn't know. But anyway, but the day which we pass on the charoses is only a mitzvah of tibul. It's a mitzvah to dip the more charoses, to more or less try to the extent that you can, to dissipate the meriras, to dissipate the tam hamara. But others say there's toloyim there, machogos of Rishonim on the spot. As Rambam says, the famous machogos of Rishonim regarding this issue of Mora. But there's a very important issue, as I said, that is there a bracha nachilas karoses? Or no, there's only a bracha nachilas Mora. But there is an opinion in the Mishnah, the Rambam actually quotes in Pirsha Mishnah, it's about Rav Tzadok, and you make a bracha nachilas karoses. We don't pass like that. I easily could have made that bracha. I had much more than kazayas. Trust me, in those days, when I was a little kid, I imagine the wine probably had something to do with it. Whatever the case is, there is, as I said, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of tibul, and that's generally what we assume, and that's what we do, we dip. Now, what do you make charoses on out of, is on the big machogas also, Rishonim have, they wrote a cookbook for charoses. Different Rishonim have different cookbooks for charoses. More or less, we use the same kind of, I think, peros, each one representing something else. That's how the Shulchan Aruch also here quotes the halacha. Okay, let's get down to Korech a little bit. That is the din of Al-Matzah Samroim Yochlu. You're supposed to eat it all together. The Gemara has Machlokes, Hillel, the Amora. Not Hillel, the other. It's Machlokes, Hillel, the Amoraim. Hillel held, you have to eat them all together. Al-Matzahs, Umerorim, Yochlu, Hu. And Machlokes have shown it. Did Hillel mean to eat the Matzah and the Mora together? Or did he mean Pesach Matzah Mora? They even took yourselves. They took the sauce that I found actually in Lagada. One says that Hillel Hayakar Pesach Matzah Mara Biyachad, Lekayim Hashanema Matzah Samarim Yechlu, but our Girsa is that Hillel Hayochel Matzah Mara Biyachad, and these are two different discourses of Achonos of Rishonim, Chacham argue on Hillel. They say, no, there's no need to eat it together. And the halacha is that even if you don't eat it together, so on the contrary, you should eat it together because mitzvahs mavados also. But worried about the morah, which is so strong, so pungent, so acrid, that might, my favorite verb, might trump anything else that's eaten together with it. And therefore, that's why the halacha is that we eat them, as I said, according to Hillel together, according to Chachamim, that's not possible. So even though we, in fact, it was machlokes v'zman ha-migdash, v'zman ha-zeh, we don't have a current Pesach. But the halacha is you're not yotzei if you eat the matzah and marah together, because even according to Hillel, he only claimed that you eat together v'zman ha-migdash. All them Pesach, matzah, matzah, min ha-torah. V'zman ha-zeh, the Gemara says, that marah is rabbanim. Marah is achsher, the pischot, the Ram Sochim. And therefore, we assume that mitzvah zeh mevado zuh zuh. Anyway, make a long story short, we want to be yotzei kol ha-deir. So what do we do with v'zman ha-zeh? First, we eat matzah separately, marah separately, and then afterwards, we have the sandwich of korech, and that's how we are able to somehow combine all these different positions. There's an issue how to go about doing korech. I'm not here to discuss this. This was, I don't know how you go about doing korech. I imagine you make some sort of a sandwich. Now, what exactly is the nature of that sandwich? Do you have a piece of matzah on top and a piece of matzah on the bottom and the romaine lettuce or the chrein, whatever it is, in the middle? That's one possibility. Oh, the other possibility is to take the romaine lettuce and wrap it around the matzah. And that's the second possibility regarding the issue of kor. These are two different minhagim. I asked Hagoyin Rav Asher Mayer Shlita. He told me he does the second, not the first. I know many people who do actually the second as well, but I think the minhag ha'olam is not that. It's to make more of the sandwich that I just described. If you're going to use chrein, obviously it's hard to make a sandwich with chrein on the outside. So the chrein you'll put inside, and the romaine lettuce you'll keep on the outside, since you are going to do both, etc., etc. Now the question is, why did you make a bracha on korech? Is a subject of an enormous amount of literature. If it's a mitzvah, abana of zecher lemikdash. In general, we have a klal that's what someone to say. You don't make a bracha on zecher lemikdash. But of course, it's not true. There are many things that zecher lemikdash you do make a bracha on, such as lulav, kol, sheishes me'achad. The first day of lulav is a din daraisa, but then the Mishnah writes in Sukkot Lamalot that Abel Menzake made a takona to take lulav kol sheishes me'achad similar to mikdash, where it was all 7 days. Usmachtam le'Hashem l'kerem shivas yomim, and here 6 days we take the lulav, but it's a zechel and mikdash. And now the question is, do I make a bracha? The answer is, of course you make a bracha. Now the shaila is why you don't make a bracha on korech, which I can't discuss because that needs. I already said that shir, Shabbos HaGol HaDosha, a number of years ago, on that topic for a few hours. I used to be able to speak a bit longer than I am today. But one of the cases, Sviyasa Omer is another issue. Sviyasa Omer, another question. The mitzvah of Sviyasa Omer, according to Balei Tesis, is on Zecha Lemigdosh, Shaisa Nochis, and there also, we do make a bracha on Zecha Lemigdosh. Omer HaMeima, Zecha Lemigdosh, the Gemara has a Yemei, with Amon Yishui, famous Sugya Menochis, and he counted days without weeks, and he said, Zecher Lemikdash, we don't have the Omer. So the mitzvah is only the Rabbanan. There are two parts of the mitzvah. One is Havasa Omer, bringing the Karban, and the other, of course, is the counting. The Svatacha, Vachas Hashem, Yom Aviachem, Sama Tzlupa, Shem HaShavas, and Tzimius Tiyena. So since we don't have the Omer, so the mitzvah clearly is only the Rabbanan. The Rabbim Shita happens to be mitzvah Sevet al Torah. I told you the story already. I'll say it again, because it's a cute story. Maybe you'll keep us awake. So anyway, when I came to Chutzaris on a Sunday, in the middle of Sviyasa Omer, there are hundreds of people were there, and they sing, Hinnini Muchan Obzu Man, Hinnini Muchan Obzu, which I never say B'chlau. It's getting to be Huda, it's everybody. Okay, Lom Shana, and then the Kaye Mitzvah said, it was Sviyasa Omer. So I shouted out, Rav Levi Shitas HaRambam. Anyway, so the Rav came running over to me. Well, so people got all excited. They didn't know what I was talking about, most of them. But anyway, Lom Shaneh. So I didn't want them to chas v'shalom be a dervish shkar. I don't want them to say sheker. I'm very careful. Besides that, but the sheker is an issue. And if you said correctly about tzitzis, oh, when you're mechavim for the mitzvah, they probably weren't mechavim this way or the other way. They just stopped and sang. They like to sing, which is very nice. Anyway, so, okay, so this is a very famous issue. Why dafka sun zeichel the mikdash sviyasa over you make a bracha? Why korach is different? And somehow we have to assume that korach is connected to the other bracha I made earlier on the matzah. So since I made a bracha earlier on the matzah, the Gemara discusses. The Gemara did not have all the different varieties of items that we have today. The Gemara's machlokes is avuna v'chizda. The person only has I'm going to use the same vegetable, the same yerek, both the karpas, and then later on again. So now the question, what do? Do I make a bracha again a second time? That's the Gemara's discussion. And the Gemara is a famous Gemara. Once you made a bracha, already once, you got to make nocha bracha, another bracha on it. And the same Gemara applies to Karach as well, as we showed to point out. The bracha I made earlier on the matzah, that's going to cover the Karach, and there's no need to make another bracha. There is a discussion, there's a famous Bia Halacha here, where the Bia Halacha says, Zechel HaMikdash, yes, the Kasha, when do you say the Zechel HaMikdash? So when I grew up, I'll tell you what we did. We said it. I assume Rabbi Abba also said it like that, no? I think Rabbi Abba did that also. Did you not do that? When did you say the Zechel HaMikdash? Right? We more or less, Asher Kiddushon himself did not. Zechel HaMikdash, Kehillel, thank you. Kedah, say Hillel. And then we went ahead and our merry way. Now, there's a Shiloh. Do you say that before? Do you say it after you eat the Korach? So that's what Mishnah Berurah discusses in the famous Halacha. But this is a very famous Mishnah Berurah. Changed the whole culture, the whole calculus. Oh, that's how you do it. Okay, you always have your original. You're very creative. Okay, Baruch Hashem, your creativity. But it says over here that when you say Zechel HaMikdash, so the lashon of the mechaber is that he tells you first of all you have to go and borrow a dipin chavroses, eat it without a seva, make a bracha, then you take the matzah shlishis and both seva korchem amar v'tovlo chavros v'yeshom and deil v'tovlo v'omer zechel mikdash kehilah v'aychel biyachav aseva. And you're not supposed to talk from the time you say the bracha l'chias matzah until you eat the kricha, which is mashma. The two are connected. That's a connection why we don't make another bracha. Yes, Mr. Brewer, but how could you say Zechel HaMikdash? It's a hefsek between the bracha and the kricha. The bracha I made earlier, not supposed to talk. Not supposed to bechlal have any hefsek hadah, something that's not connected to the suda. So I would say this is certainly connected to the suda. Anyway, the Mr. Brewer introduced a very famous new, to say after you finish the korah, and that's not the meaning of my family. We do what my father, Al-Hashom, did, my grandfather, Al-Hashom, did all the way back to the days of other Marisha. Okay, so
if you have more,
very good question. So what's the answer to that question? And this is another Bechlal, a general Shaila, when do you do Haseba? And this is also discussed here by the Mishnah Berurah, that first I'll just mention before I mentioned the your point, which is also found, I believe, in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, that's Iba Eichon, Yachad Behaseba. So Loshem Mechamer. Chava said that the Korach is eaten actually by Seba. So we have to assume that the main item over here is the matzah. That's the main item as opposed to Mara, which is sort of secondary, and that's why you can still do Haseba. If it's only Mara, for sure, you don't do Haseba, as you said correctly. It's a very good kasha. Excellent. I can see Baruch Hashem, an outstanding Talmud Chacham. The Shabru only says over here that you have to be careful. Ain't tzarich levoa biyachad. Some people try also to swallow this at one time. Rak lachnisam b'fiu b'vasachas. You have to try to put it in your mouth at one time. But again, I think you can eat because I said kedas pras for each kizayis separately. So even if you hold this 2 minutes, so you basically, if you have 4 minutes, you're going to be yaitzel lechaladeus. According to my humble opinion, you would not have a problem. Okay, I want to just go on a little bit more. Yeah.
One can
put chavroset
in the
korah,
or you have to.
No, you know, people do so. What they do is because the maror that's there. So again, you want to be metabel the maror in the korah in the chavroset. That's what they do. So they're having basically the matzah and the maror and the chavroset all together and maaseba, and that's what the practice is regarding korah. I'm not getting into all the lumbus of korah, but this zechel mitzvah gehilel. People always they come to my seder once in a while. I have grandchildren. So they follow what it says in the Bi'a Locha. And I told them, I follow what it says in my father. How could your father argue with the Bi'a Locha? Because I said, my father came from his father, and his father came from his father, going all the way back to the other Marisha. The other Marisha came before the Mishnah Berurah. They find that to be quite hilarious. But anyway, that's what we do. Try to teach them a bit of Maaseira to the extent that we can. There's a meeting on Pesach night, and as far as Shulchan Aruch to eat beitzim and to eat eggs. And because you know that Leil HaSeder is also Leil Tisha B'Av. He's Biyani Bamorim Mevani Lano, as the Chazal point out. And there are elements of Zechel HaChurban in the Seder itself. And certainly I mentioned last Shir, the Netziv and Imre Shefin. It's on God, it's the Kasha, why we've not been only on Dabashet, the Bulu B'Mashke, on Leil HaSeder. Namely, the Karpas dipping in Zaltzvasa and salt water. Or chomes, whatever it may be. So I mark the kol hashalakula minigam gloi. Even say a bracha on Dovah Shetigula b'mashke. But anyway, but people are not machmir, so the Tzivin HaMesheva points out because we do a lot of these Zechel HaMikdash B'Leil HaSeder. So therefore, this also becomes part of the Zechel HaMikdash B'Leil HaSeder. Zechel HaAchilas Korban Chagiga. B'Zman HaMikdash, first they would eat the Korban Chagiga, and then they would eat the Korban Pesach to make sure the Korban Pesach was eaten ala sova, make sure it was eaten actually in a satiated kind of fashion. So first the Korban Pesach, and then the Korban Chagiga, and then the Korban Pesach. It was like Korban Pesach was like kinuach suda. It was like a dessert that was eaten actually at the end of the meal. That's so we said Ariyam Sochim. And there are two tafshil that we have on the Seder plate, Zechel the Pesach, Zechel the Chagiga. Some people use the beitzah, Zechel the Korban Chagiga. Could be that's the makor for achilas beitzah. That might be actually the source for eating the beitzah on Leil HaSeder. The Mishnah has a machlokes tanoim about eating sli Leil HaPesach. So many people ask me about the Korban Migdash. Of course, the Korban Pesach was eaten roasted. Yochlus habasa b'layla zet, tzliyei shumatzos al merorim, yochlu. Machlokes tanoim, whether the Chagiga was also tzolbui. Machlokes tanoim, what about the Korban Chagiga? Was that also roasted or was it not roasted? We have a minog actually to be tzolev, the beitzah. We have a roasted egg and a roasted shank bone. The beitzah, we assume like that opinion that the beitzah was tzolbui, that it was actually roasted. And the Mishnah said, we have no beitzah mignos, so now mokom, what are you going to have? Whether it'll be eaten solely or not. But anyway, as you know, the issue that comes up that this Mishnah Berurah actually mentions here also, that those who hold you should not eat sli, we're worried that you might say that eating Korban Pesach is a mikdash. And that's another very interesting discussion. That's why we don't, the meaning is not to eat roasted items in the Seder itself. The Shulchan Aruch, we don't eat actually items that are roasted. I think Ashkenazim anyway have that meaning. Even, for example, if I have chicken, that's salui. Also, the meaning is not to eat even chicken that's roasted on the part of Ashkenazi. What about in the question? The what was that?
The egg is on.
Yeah, yeah. The egg is fine. There's an issue whether what they call pot roast. Is that considered to be sli? I'm telling you, every imaginable question people have asked me. And I'm talking about sli, aleish megula, or sli in a pan. Is that called sli? Oh, everything's a tumult. I'll just say one or two more things regarding Haseba, which are also fascinating. There's a famous, the Rambam says you're supposed to do Haseba the entire meal. And that's what people, Harizim Meshubach, as Lashon Rambam, Haseba is a Kiyam. And the Chathila, you only mechuyah to do Haseba for Dal Kosos, for Achilas Matzah, Korech also, as we mentioned. The question is that not everyone does that. Not everyone does Haseba the entire meal, even though it's a Rambam. He says Harizim Meshubach, it's a Mitzvah Namukhar, that one should do so. And in general, there's a famous Rav Yoh, maybe the most famous Rav Yoh in Kol HaTorah Kula. This Rav Yoh quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, actually. And the Rav Yoh has a comment. He said that Haseba is not relevant to Hazeba. No one eats Haseba. Who eats reclining? I mean, maybe psychiatrists, do they eat in a reclining kind of fashion? I'm asking, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think anyone eats a reclining kind of fashion. So this is a famous issue among the Rishonim, and it's not the meaning today, and therefore there's no need to do Haseba Be'ez Achilas Matzah Be'ez Shias Dal Kosa, according to the Rav Yoh. There's no obligation. Now, Rav Rishonim disagree. They say, no, there is a Chiyuv of Haseba. There is a Din to recline. Rav Soloveitchik once in Shir, wow, it was an hour demonstration of how to do Haseba. He was trying to figure it out with the Gemara. This is so typical of Rav Soloveitchik. Every time he came across the Sugya, it's like he never saw the Sugya in his life and was trying to reconfigure anew what exactly we're supposed to do. So he had different chairs brought in, different types of pillows. It was really amazing. Of course, at the end of the day, I don't have a clue how to do Haseba, but whatever the case is, the Rav Yoh had a big hashpah. In one respect, that let's say if a person, again, does something that requires Haseba without Haseba, no, really ever can I be something on the Rav Yoh? Can I rely on him and say, since he holds the Chathila is not required, so therefore, or must I, because I drink. I know some people with kavana. They drink dal kosa without haseba. Now they have to drink another four kosas. They drink those without haseba. Ad infinitum until they drink about 25 kosas. Then they're quite happy. I mean, in every sense of the word. Quite happy in every sense of the word. Anyway, b'kitzur, so that's the question. So the Ramos says over here that women don't have to do haseba. The somech on the Rav Yoh. Very famous comment that a lot of Torah said on this topic. And this Rav Yoh, which is I mean, it's very dear the Bris can say when it comes to Haseba. One is Halacha Pesume Nisa, and another Halacha is Zeichel the Nes. We have Bnei Chorim, and perhaps Haseba doesn't show anything about Cherus, but one aspect of Pesume Nes, again, is that relevant? Which element is relevant? which element is not relevant. Pashtun Zechel Hanes is relevant. Maybe Pruzum Anis is not relevant since it's not done. So it's not the Derech. This is a whole discussion among the Dodei Achronim regarding this issue. But we do Haseba and we try to do it. And it's an appropriate thing to do. We should try to do it. If we can do it the entire meal, that would be, of course, the ideal to try to do Haseba the entire meal. Okay, I guess there could be that there's... Today is Thursday. We don't want to have any longer any Sunday nights because that's Digga Summit. That's what I was saying about Digga Summit. Maybe one more Thursday night. I'll try to finish up. There'll be something, a few other things longer.
You should ask all of you.
Mazda.
The ship is all going to fall apart.
That's a Siam to the Shema. I didn't talk about it. It looked like you're all ready for Yom Tov.
Yeah, just a pre-haircut. Rabbi,
yeah, that's what I was referring to. You know me already.
After listening to you make sounding a brisker so fun, I'm thinking of it.
What's the suffering? There's no suffering. The most fun in the world is to be a brisker. The only problem is they walk around all day with a drawn face, scowling away because they're frightened stiff of who knows what. So that's the part which you should try to avoid. So, Baruch Hashem, you've taken care of that. Now you just need the other part. Everything will be tweeded.
Really, thank you so much for the shiur. I'm telling you, I float off the Rebbe shiur. Thank
you. Be well. Concert.
Good Erev Shabbos. We'll speak tomorrow. God bless.
What's the
Gazai? Ah, Shalom Aleichem.
They claim
go to the Shabbos.
Baba machine.